Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We begin this lesson with a definition of hate, as is found in the dictionary, and as people generally think of it. Hate, as a verb, is to dislike intensely, to abhor, to detest, to entertain a continued hostility toward someone or something. Hate is an attitude of the heart that seeks to hurt and to harm. Most people think of hatred as something altogether evil, and they will be heard to say it's wrong to hate. But friend, to hate does not always classify one as evil. Hating is not always evil. In fact, there are certain things we're supposed to hate. But hatred is wrong when it is directed against that which is supposed to be loved. Whether hate is right or wrong depends, then, on the object of that hate. In this respect, it is much like the opposite of love. It is not right to love everything. A person can hate situations and circumstances and ideas. A person can even hate the truth. He can hate other people. He can hate God. Or he can hate sin. And what he hates determines whether his hatred is detrimental or beneficial. Anything that can be loved can also be hated. Anyone capable of loving is also capable of hating. Hate, again like its opposite, love, is in the heart of a person. You do not see hate just as you do not see love. You see the manifestations of each of them, the evidences of the existence of either hate or love. Hate and love, either one, can actually exist before it manifests itself, but it usually comes out. Just a love will demand a demonstration of itself to please God by our obedience. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Well, hate will show itself in the same way, by the way we act toward various people and various objects. We should never hate our fellow man, whether he's a Christian or not. This kind of hatred is what we often consider first when we think on the subject of hate. But God loved the world, and so should we. God loved all mankind, and so should we. We're not justified in hating souls. Rather, we have an obligation to all men to preach the truth to them about the love of Christ so hatred can be dissolved from the hearts of all. Jesus hated sin, but he always loved the sinner and even died that sinners might be saved. Hatred of others has a way of backfiring and destroying the one who hates. In the book of Esther, we read of a man named Haman who hated Mordecai, and he plotted ways to kill him. But the man who died on the gallows that Haman had prepared for Mordecai was Haman himself. Hate is like a spiritual cancer that gnaws at the spirit of man until he is spiritually impoverished. Hating other people is one of the fundamental problems of our world, isn't it? Paul described the condition of sinful man in Titus 3 and verse 3 as hating and hating one another. Those who hate are in darkness, 1 John chapter 2. To hate another is as sinful as murder, 1 John chapter 3. One cannot hate his brother and claim to love God, 1 John chapter 4. Hatred toward another will cause us to say and do things that will damn us, Matthew 5, 21 and 22. And we should never hate God. In Romans chapter 1, Paul wrote that those who hate God are given unto a reprobate, depraved mind. They are given over to sin. When people, in defiance and arrogance, refuse to live a righteous life, they are likely to display their hatred toward God. The greatest commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Jesus added, the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. What should be the Christian's attitude toward those who may hate them? And this is not an uncommon situation. People can become your enemy if you tell them the truth, Galatians 4:16. Jesus said in John 15:18, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you." And in Matthew 10, he said, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." In the Sermon on the Mount, Christ taught, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, and behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets." Luke 6:22-23. And how are we to treat those who would hate us? It is expressed to us in Matthew 5. "Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth the rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect." Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, "Therefore if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Yes, we can deal with those who sin against us, as Haman did, and consider others as enemies and hate them, even though Mordecai never did him any harm, or we can treat them like Joseph did his brothers, and forgive them, or at least be willing to forgive them of their evil. But we would insist all hatred is not evil. There are certain things that God hates. In Proverbs chapter 6, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift to running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren." And what God hates, should we not also hate that same thing? We learn that God hates every false way, Psalm 119, verse 104. Understanding the precepts of God will lead us to hate every false way. We must, however, distinguish between hatred for the false ways and hatred for the doers of the false ways. The first we are to hate, the second we must love. And even as we hate the evil ways that some follow, we can be compassionate and loving toward them in seeking their salvation. Did not Jesus do that very thing? When the church must discipline someone, for instance, it is not motivated by hate of that person, but love for the truth, love for the sinful one, love for those who remain faithful that could be misled if discipline is not carried out. The Lord chastens those whom he loves, Hebrews 12 and verse 6. Mankind has enough burdens in life without being bent with false ways. A way may seem right and be wrong, Proverbs 14 and 12. Doctrines and precepts of men make even our worship toward God in vain, Matthew 15:9. We must war against every false way. We have to have no fellowship or part in it, Ephesians 5 and verse 11, lest souls be overtaken in trespasses. We can make the Word of God of none effect by human traditions which people hold as opposed to the will of the Lord, Matthew 7 and verse 13. The early Christians learned to hate sin in every form. In Jude 20-23, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Romans 12 and verse 9 teaches the Christian, abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Now the word hate is sometimes used in the Bible to simply mean love less. In Luke 14 and verse 26, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother, and his wife and children, and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Now in Ephesians 6 and verse 2, the inspired Paul taught that we are to honor our parents. But in Luke, we read here that we are to hate them. There's no contradiction when we understand the meaning of the word hate. In Luke, the word hate simply means to love less. This passage speaks of our priority, first place in our devotion. Our loyalty must be to Christ before everything and everyone else, even those who are the nearest and dearest on this earth. Even our own lives are not to be placed above the service to God. In Matthew 10 and verse 37, the word hate is used in the same way of loving less. Now, this is a hard saying, yet it forms the only acceptable basis upon which we can serve God. Matthew 6:24 is another example of loving less as the meaning of hate. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, friend, we all have any number of authorities over us in life, in the home, in business, in school, in society. But the meaning of the passages that we're reading here is that we shall not place any authority superior to the authority of the Lord. That would be to serve the wrong master, and we cannot serve two at once with equal loyalty. But anything we hate, and any time we hate, there ought to be love as the motivation for it. To hate for the sake of hating will profit nothing good. It will actually be harmful to everything and to everyone. We must hate with the right motive, and that motive must be love. We must love God. We must love mankind. We must love righteousness. We must love the truth, to the extent that we automatically learn to abhor that which is contrary to such things. It would seem that every Christian would desire to have it justly said of his life and his attitude that he hated what God hates, and he loves what God loves. It has been said about one person that he loved God so much that he hated whatever was offensive to God. And this should be said of us all. Love for God is the very motive for hating evil. And our Savior has shown us, by word and by deed, how to hate, how to love. What to hate, what to love. May we learn of Him, partake of His ways, walking in His footsteps, that will lead us to eternal glory in heaven. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.